Welcome to Season 2 of In Search of Peace and Healing. I'm your host, Celia Boone. Hello and welcome back. My name is Celia and I'm so glad that you came to visit. Today, I'm thinking about my happy place. Not everybody has one, and for a lot of years of my life, I didn't have one. Or I did have one maybe when I was a kid, but it was so far away from my home. I had to get somebody else to drive me for about an hour and a half up outside of Asheville off the Blue Ridge Parkway. There was an Indian graveyard trails, and you actually walked downhill for about 10 minutes, and there was a waterfall, and this river flowing over the rocks, and right past the end of the pathway down to the rocks, there was actually a waterfall that was pretty, I would say, maybe 20 feet. It was not something one would want to slide off of, because you might not make it through alive, or you'd definitely be hurt. And the water was extremely cold. Now, this is up in the mountains of North Carolina, and I doubt that the temperature of the river changes much, whether it's the middle of winter or to the middle of summer. Very honestly, the river is always just freezing cold. But I used to like to go up there, kind of walk away from other people, sit on the rocks, maybe dangle my feet in the water. The air was clean, and it just felt like it was a place where I didn't have inward peace, but it was a place that where outer peace kind of surrounded me, and I liked that feeling. So fast forward a few years, and I didn't have a happy place. And I didn't ever feel comfortable inside my own skin. I didn't know what to do with thoughts and feelings that I had, and I'd had, you know, some pretty intensive trauma as a child, and I really just didn't know how to handle it, and I didn't know how badly I needed help. You know, looking back with 2020 hindsight, I wish I would have gotten into therapy years and years before I did, or decades before I did, to be able to change my behaviors and, you know, learn how to make goals and achieve them and all kinds of things. So food became my happy place. When I was 7 years old, that became a happy place because as long as I was eating, I could anesthetize my feelings. When I was 19, alcohol became my happy place because it made me feel differently. It made me feel a sense of ease and comfort that I never felt otherwise. And I wanted to feel that way all the time. Now, I still didn't have inner peace, but it anesthetized the pain, the resentment, the negative things that I didn't want to feel, the self-hatred, the self-pity, you know. And then, you know, once I found a way of life, a way of living, a plan for living that's about action. 16 years ago now, It was like hanging out with other people who were practicing this way of life and were having fun, and, you know, they weren't anesthetizing their feelings with alcohol, and neither was I. And I didn't feel like I belonged anywhere or with anyone, but, you know, if I could laugh, and these people are really funny. So, you know, if we could laugh and play games or whatever, that would do for a little while. And then, a few years after that, I met Ken. And Ken had just moved to town from New York, and he bought a house, and down the street from the house, there's this lovely little pool, and the swimming pool it only goes to about 5.5 feet deep, and it's, you know, it's not huge, but it's just this lovely little pool, and I have at one point in my life weighed over 500 pounds, and one of the ways that I, you know, was able to help get my body healthier was to exercise in the pool. So I had become a water warrior, started out at the YMCA with, you know, water aerobics classes for people with arthritis, because I have arthritis. And then I took some other classes too, still aquatic classes. And, but this little pool down the hill, it's outside, and we, in the summer, usually have a lot of sunny days, and our neighborhood isn't all that big. We have less than 100 homes here, and not that many families use the pool, just a few families. So it's almost like having your own pool, except you don't have to clean it and mess with the chemicals. And the neighbors that do use the pool are just the nicest people. And there aren't always people there. Sometimes when I'm there working out, I like to jog. I wear a flotation belt around my waist to keep my feet off the bottom of the pool. And I jog. I use my arms and legs, and, you know, it pretty much works the whole body. It has a whole bunch of ingredients that I love that go into making this my happy place. Sunshine. Oh, I love sunshine. I used to think that I was solar powered, you know, just because being in the sunshine lifts my mood. Warm water in the summertime, you know, it's hard to get in water that is freezing cold, like the Davidson River up in the mountains of North Carolina. You know, good friends who are neighbors. Exercise in the way that it makes me feel good. Sometimes there's music. Sometimes it's quiet. And there's no one there but me. In those times, I love to pray. I love to listen to God. I can work out the stress from my body. I don't really lie out in the sun, but I always manage to get a really good tan. You know, I guess getting in and out of the pool and being in the pool. And let's face it, brown fat looks much better than white fat. And it just makes me feel healthy. I like the way I look with bleached blonde hair and a nice tan. It helps me with my physical fitness. It helps me lose weight. It helps me get the endorphins going in my brain, the body's own little morphine. It helps me work different groups of muscles. And, it has been, in the past, a saltwater pool, so it really wasn't hard on my skin. Now, in the pool, some of the things that I've done when I was there by myself, I've written music and lyrics. Probably the best song I've written so far to date. Actually, probably the best two or three I've written to date came to me when I was in the pool. I'm able to think things through there. You know, if there's a dilemma and something I'm kind of sore about or whatever, I can think it through in the pool and I can kind of play the movie forward, because sometimes what I want to say should not be said. And just because I have the ability to say something doesn't mean that I ought to, or have the right to even, because I don't want to hurt other people. And I think of it too about, you know, just hanging out with God when I'm in the pool. And one of the signs that I have asked God for, and I do believe in asking God for signs, if I need to make a decision one way or other about something that's, you know, pretty important, I pray and I'll ask for a sign, because I want to do what God wants me to do. And one of the first signs that I, or actually the first sign that I asked for, was three feathers. And God gave me that sign. I had asked him, if you care about me and I'm going to be okay, please send me three feathers. And he did that, and along with a message that was just mind-blowing, that really stated so enthusiastically his love for me. So, my happy place, though, isn't always perfect. You know, in past years, it's opened the 1st of May, closed the end of September. This year, because of the coronavirus, it just opened a few days ago. And our weather hasn't been particularly hot until the past couple days, but the pool is a cool pool. It may be 80 degrees, I don't know, or 79, but it's pretty chilly for what I'm used to. So I went down there yesterday, and there were some friends there, and it was fun to talk to them, find out, you know, how they've been over the winter, because I hadn't really seen them. But I go today, the water's even colder, so I think the pool people probably filled up with the hose, you know, put more water in the pool. And apparently they dumped a whole bunch of chlorine in, because I don't have really a good sense of smell. Some people are hard of hearing. I'm hard of smelling. I have very little sense of smell. But I could smell the chlorine. And it was kind of stinging in a couple places. And, you know, my leg was kind of hurting, and I did some exercises, but it was just too cold to go out to the 5.5 feet and, you know, do the water jogging where I'm submerged up to my shoulders. So I did a little of this, a little of that, walked back and forth, and sat down on the steps and kicked my legs and just, you know, but it just didn't feel that right or that good. But, you know, although that was a bit disappointing, I kind of cut my time down there shorter than I stayed about 45 minutes yesterday, and I may have stayed 30 today, I don't know, but I cut it shorter than I would have, and came home. And, you know, just a little disappointed, but, you know, it's okay. The pool will get warmer, and I'll probably be complaining about it. It's like bathwater in no time. But see, the pool is still my happy place, even though I don't always reach that state of deep peace. and the energy and warmth that comes from communing deeply with God. You know, I don't always feel that. But yet, it doesn't mean that it's not my happy place just because it wasn't exactly the way I would have preferred it today. It just means that, like everything else in life, situations aren't always optimal. But I'm so grateful that I have a happy place. I have other happy places too. Just anywhere I am with Ken is a happy place. So lucky to be married to a man that I dearly love and that I like. I mean, I really like this guy. And to have somebody that's your best friend, you'll work together from home, together all the time, and we don't get tired of each other. And, you know, we don't fight. So it's just, you know, I'm really lucky, and we have a very peaceful home too. And I'm very, very glad to that. It's always wonderful to come home. But back to the pool. I'm going to go again tomorrow. I'm not going to give up and say, well, since it was cold yesterday, it's still not going to be warm enough. I don't know that. Because what makes it my happy place is that I looked around and found all these ingredients that I like, and I decided this is my happy place. It was a decision. It wasn't that everything is always perfect there, and that I'm reaching some kind of nirvana every time I swipe my card and go through the gate. It's me, my attitude, and that I decided, yes, this is a wonderful place. So you, my listeners, do you have a happy place? If not, I challenge you to find one or create one. A dear friend of mine has created a corner in her bedroom where she puts lots of beautiful, artistic, spiritual sayings and things, and she calls it her Hallelujah Corner. And sitting in her bed, looking at her Hallelujah Corner, is her happy place. She created it herself. So if you don't have one, I hope you find one and create one and decide that you are going to use this as your happy place, because everybody deserves to be happy, and it is a choice. So now you know. And whenever you find your happy place, I hope you share your experiences with others too and help them to find their happy places. Because if more people had happy places, I don't think our world would be so fraught with fear and violence and hatred as it is today. So I'm going to sign off now. It's been lovely spending time with you. As you walk through the rest of this day, I urge you to spread love and spread peace, because there's too much hatred going on being expressed, and love conquers all. Thanks again. I love you all. Take gentle care and be well.
You've been listening to In Search of Peace and Healing with Celia Boone, a production of the Descant Music and Media Group. Providers of music and media production, as well as business services for small businesses and nonprofit organizations.
We invite you to go to our website, descant-mmg.weebly.com.
You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Our podcast can be found on the Spreaker Network.
We're also on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and most other podcatchers. Thank you.